This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Let's get to it. Get your comments in right now. We got a little time to the bottom of the hour to find out what is on your mind. Anything goes. 800-228-0550. If you are a big fan of Kamala Harris and or Joe Biden and you think this is a match made in heaven, I'd love to hear from you this morning to find out a little bit more why that is. Why that is. Maybe it's for California to dominate the party. Coastal progressives, we could call them. That's what the Wall Street Journal called them this morning.
I just can't wait for that.
Maybe some people are excited, but I want to know. Or if you're a Trump fan. If you notice, by the way, that President Trump, he was asked about Kamala Harris at a press conference yesterday, and he talked about how nasty she was towards Joe Biden in the debate. True story. Many Democrats said at the time that was nasty. Right?
Yep.
Do you have her on the debate stage with Biden?
I don't have her, but I have Hannity. Trump was on with Hannity yesterday talking all about her and the pick. And a few things to say about
it. I don't quite get the choice, but we'll have it out. We have a great vice president named Mike Pence, and he will take care of business just like he did the last time against a different candidate. I think, you know, she's the most liberal person supposedly in the Senate. That's pretty liberal, but she's supposed to be the most. I'm not sure that's what the country wants. I think if it is, we've got problems.
Yeah. You think?
And he didn't say what I was referring to in that piece, but he did in other places talk about her being nasty towards towards Joe Biden. And everybody went crazy about this. Oh, Trump, he can't say that about women. He shouldn't say they're nasty. What do they say about him? Talk about a sexist comment when people run around and say Trump shouldn't say such and such about a woman, but it's okay for women to say horrible things about Donald Trump. I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Here's the one you were talking about.
She was probably nastier than even Pocahontas to Joe Biden. She was very disrespectful to Joe Biden, and it's hard to pick somebody that's that disrespectful when she said things during the debates, during the Democrat primary debates, that were horrible about Sleepy Joe.
So, anyway, there you go. Maybe whether you're on the Democratic side and you're fired up about this pair or whether you're on the Republican side have something to say about Kamala Harris, that's great. I'll just tell you real quickly my view on this. Won't take long at all.
Nope.
It's a yawner of a pick. It is a safe pick. It is a do-no-harm pick. Even senior Obama officials are calling that. But my favorite part of it was this. A lot of palace intrigue the last 10 days about Susan Rice. Ambassador Susan Rice is supposed to be the pick. You know why? The Obamas wanted her.
Mm-hmm.
And they even leaked the fact that they told Joe Biden, you pick Susan Rice and you've got us now till the election. We'll clear our schedules and we'll go out there and we'll energize folks. Now, when I heard that, I thought, you know, number one, I think Susan Rice would be a bad pick, but I thought that would help Joe Biden. I mean, unless Joe Biden has to be out. And the more Barack Obama, who's still, for some odd reason, very popular with the Democratic Party, people that associate with the Democratic Party. I don't know why, because he's not done anything.
Susan Rice still a better pick than Harris, well, I think.
I don't.
No?
No. If I'm Joe Biden, I would have maybe wanted to take advantage of, you know, the Bidens. I'm sorry, the Obamas, right? I would maybe have wanted to take advantage of the fact that they can help me a lot politically, but she's never been elected. She never got that baggage.
I think she had 7% of the black vote in the polling when she was in the running. I mean, 2% of her own state.
Let's be honest. Nobody's ever voted for a presidential candidate because of the vice presidential candidate.
There you go.
It doesn't really matter.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of media hubbub for a couple of weeks, and then it just goes away. But it doesn't really, honestly, make a hill of beans difference on ultimately who is elected president. It really doesn't. I don't think so. Fascinating conversation, though, nonetheless, because we're counting down to the election and we're getting close, and these things all matter. I feel a lot of momentum for Trump, though. I really do. I just feel it. I mean, Minnesota, prime example. There's a poll this week by Emerson University. We're going to talk about this a little later on in the program. Emerson University is a top pollster, okay? If you go to, if you, talking to Tom Hauser about this, top political reporter at the KSTP in Minnesota, talked about 538, the polling group does a ranking of all of the pollsters, and they're way up there. And anyway, they have a three-point race now, basically within the margin of error for Jason Lewis and Tina Smith, the incumbent. And nearly three or four, I forget the exact number, but nearly as close in the presidential race. Donald Trump wins Minnesota, and you're going to start seeing a Reagan-esque landslide kind of conversation where the map just goes tilting one way. I really believe that, especially as this economy continues to come back.
I'm going to set the over-under on Trump at 325. You want any action on that? Electoral votes, 325 for Trump, November 4th.
What did he get last time?
That's the over-under.
320,
yeah, 304,
was it? 304,
I think.
304, was it? Yeah. Interesting. All right. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Somewhere.
There he is. Everywhere.
I think we need to make sure that Bernie Sanders has all the support we can give him.
I would just like to go on the record and say I love Todd Mitchell.
I don't get
I
it.
Love what that
you,
man right there.
You're saying that Bernie is cooling on Joe?
Bernie's not. The Bernie crowd is not happy with Joe's pick. So if threatening to do, then they're not going to vote.
Got it. Yeah.
Well, make sure that they don't end up voting for Joe, because then
here's Trump the bizarre
walks
thing.
In even more easily than at that point.
There are rankings that show her as the most liberal senator in the United States Senate. Yet Bernie Sanders and his crowd thinks she's not liberal enough. You know, that just tells you everything you need to know about.
Yeah. Therefore, we want to make sure Bernie and his ilk have their vote.
Yeah. So here's what we're doing on the show today. Congressman Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour. Kelly will preview, along with Doug Goring, the state ed commissioner, two of the officials that will be participating in the Energy Town Hall tomorrow night. If you care about North Dakota Energy, if you have a job in North Dakota Energy, if you have a business that thrives off North Dakota Energy, all the ripple effects that come with that, right? I mean, look at the coal industry. Look at the Lignite Energy Council, how many businesses that employ people in North Dakota and make things, while they don't work for a plant and they don't work for a particular, you know, mine, they are in the industry. And it's important to them as well. You know, look at LM Glass Fiber up in Grand Forks, and they build the wind turbines, right? You have the wind towers that Wansick builds, a big North Dakota company. So my point is this. There's a lot of meals that are put on dinner tables at homes all across North Dakota that benefit from North Dakota Energy. A lot of them. And it's time to stand up for North Dakota Energy at a very challenging time. Very challenging time. I mean, the list of gray clouds I could put on the blackboard is significant for North Dakota Energy. COVID has certainly been one that brings down demand. Right? That's one example. Regulation is off the charts. And if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were to win, they outwardly say they want to ban fracking. Goodbye, North Dakota shale industry. Joe Biden, this is what every Democrat in North Dakota should realize. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, if elected, have in their platform a full-on assault on North Dakota energy. You can't make that up. So we need to do this. Now, we also, in my mind, need to end the circular firing squad where, you know, one energy source is fighting or competing or elbowing against another and say, let's do this together. Brent Sanford said it as best as anybody yesterday, Lieutenant Governor of our great state. He said, we're just fighting for a larger pie. We're not trying to take the pie and the size it is now and say, okay, you got to have a little less, you got to have less. We want a bigger pie. Simple as that. A bigger pie. So 6 to 8 tomorrow night, Bismarck Event Center. It's an energy town hall. We're going to hear from the people. We're going to hear from the experts that can address questions that come up and try and come up with a consensus going forward leading into the North Dakota legislative session. Rich Wardner, who joined us Monday on the program, will be part of that conversation. The Senate Majority Leader, Chet Pollard, we've invited Democratic leadership as well. I believe Josh Boshi and Joan Heckerman are both going to join us by Zoom, but they'll be part of the conversation, which is fantastic. And Todd Porter, I know, immediately said, yep, I'll be there. I will be there. I don't think I've heard from Jessica and Marie yet. I got to go back and look at everything. We just, you know, said, look, we want anybody and everybody that is in leadership and in energy to come join this conversation. So Kelly will talk about that and the importance of that, as well as North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring. And then Jason Lewis will be here. Could be the next senator from Minnesota. Michelle Fischbach, who won the primary over Minnesota 7 last night as well. And much more to come. Right now, I want to know what's on your mind. Not Todd's mind, not Kevin's mind, not Scott's mind. Your mind. Kamala Harris, kind of a big deal or no? Let me know.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Joe Biden fans, please be bold. Call and tell me what you think of the Kamala Harris plan. Call and tell me what you think of the combo and their approach on North Dakota energy. What that would mean. Let's just have a conversation about it. 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number. Brought to you today by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's what they are. And every week, at one of their dealerships, Bismarck, Valley City, they have Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC in Valley City, Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, they tell us about a low-price, low-mile, good-looking vehicle. And we have another. A 2014 Ford Fusion Titanium Edition, 2-liter, 4-cylinder with plenty of pep. How about this? It has a really cool copper-red color. Now, there's only 60,000 miles on this. Heated and cooled leather seats, backup camera, way sharp aluminum wheels, too. So there's a lot there. Only 6,000 miles, so a lot of miles left on that one. Going to be a good, reliable car. Sharp color, heated, cooled leather seats, backup camera, aluminum wheels, so it's got a little bling to it as well. On the lot now at $14,995. If you tell them you heard about it from me, Scott, on the radio, you drive it home for just $13,500. $1,500 off today. That's what they're doing out at Pucklett Chevy, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Woo! Unbelievable. Great back-to-school car, extra set of wheels, maybe something for the new driver in the house. It'll work. 721 West Main, Valley City. Check them out at PuckledgeValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Or call them at 800-401-4352. John in Bismarck. What's on your mind today, John?
From Minnesota, from northern Minnesota, about 400, 500 miles to visit his mother. And I talked to him at church, and he was telling me about how he tried to visit his parents, and they would not allow him in that old people's home to talk to his mother. And I was quite surprised to hear that. And I expressed an objection to this whole idea that children cannot visit their parents because there's all kinds of business that has to be taken care of.
Well, I should probably dig into how they're doing this in Minnesota. North Dakota has come up with a way, at least. You know, I was quite agitated early on that there wasn't quicker action from the layers of bureaucracy to allow common sense ways for family members to see loved ones in nursing homes. But they finally figured it out. They progressed on that in a way. It's not fully open yet. It has to be. There's different stages you have to get to before you can be fully open or quote-unquote normal. But they do allow visitations. You can do them outside sometimes. You can do them inside with some protections in between. But I don't know what they do in Minnesota. But you're saying, like, couldn't even get in the same room, couldn't even talk to the loved one in Minnesota.
No, not in Bismarck, because, well, they came all the way from the state of Minnesota in the northern part.
Okay, wait a minute here. I think I got it backwards here. I thought you were saying North Dakotan travels all the way to northern Minnesota. You're saying the other way around. They came to a facility in North Dakota.
Right, they did.
Do you know, and they were not able to see their loved one there?
Right, yeah.
And this is recently?
Right. They're able to see him through a window, but that don't help much.
Yeah. Do you know where that was at?
I don't know where that was at in Bismarck. I never talked to him that much about that. I told him I'd get involved and try to do something.
Let me. We happen to have a producer who is on a task force that deals with this and has been dealing with it all along, Chris Larson. Chris, for John, can you tell me, are there, to your knowledge, facilities in Bismarck right now that still are not allowing visits? I thought all nursing homes were at some form of visiting, even if it was just outside.
Yeah, there's every facility is supposed to be allowing at least outside visitation. But what I'm willing to do is, if we can get their name and information, I'm willing to follow up with them.
Yeah, we'll dig into that, because maybe somebody's not following the rules as they're available to them, John. So if you, I'll do this.
Okay, I'll have to get his name and phone number for you.
Yeah, do that, and give us a buzz back.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, standing by for your text as well at 701-226-8503. Mike in Wyoming, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I've been dealing with this problem. I finally got to see my mother. She's in South Dakota, and it took almost 3.5 to 4 months. And I got to see her once, but then when the rally took off, they shut visitation down for the 2 weeks surrounding the rally completely. There's no visitation whatsoever. And I don't understand. I mean, their workers leave the place, come back, they go to the grocery store, they do things, but us people who are related to the people in there can't even visit, even outside, without any contact, couldn't hug, couldn't touch, had to stay 6 feet away, and it's outside visitation only. And it's a joke to me. This is just the dumbest thing ever. More people are going to die from just being, feel like they're left to die.
Let me see what...
emotionally.
Senator Kramer sent me something yesterday regarding a hearing that's coming up specifically looking at drug overdoses, suicides, all kinds of things related, they believe, to the restrictions on coronavirus. So, you know, when we get done with this, somebody better do a factual analysis of people who died of a broken heart in a nursing home and declined rapidly because they couldn't see their loved one, and compare that to the numbers of people who died from the virus, most of whom have an underlying condition that caused the death.
The problem is, if the people had any symptoms at all of any COVID symptoms, they can label them a COVID death, and that way they get more money. And that's where I'm just irritated with this whole system. I mean, it's
the only thing I'll say there is that there are costs, you know, like when they were rushing with ventilators and doing some other things that are different. So I think there's an argument for, okay, reimbursement being higher, but what is the integrity of the actual metrics that says, okay, this one was caused by COVID, or no, they just died with COVID, you know, and they were unfortunately, tragically on a path there anyway. That's what I want to know more about.
I think it's just, it's rife with fraud right now, and I don't think it's intentional. I think it's they're trying to get money. And I get that part of it, but it's making the numbers skewed, in my opinion. I just think keeping 6 months, you keep kids away from their parents who are dying. If my wife was in there, I would be in there, or my wife would be out, because I couldn't do it like that.
Yeah, Congressman Kelly Armstrong's coming up here. We can ask him about that, too, because obviously Congress plays a role in that, because you're setting reimbursement rates and governing, you know, Center for Medical and Medicare Services. You bet, Mike. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Texter says, I'm not happy about North Dakota being a vaccine test plot. That was touted as good news. Good news. Earlier. Not seen as good news by that individual right there. This time it does matter. Biden won't last 6 months. She will be president. I guess it matters if you're a Democrat, but if you don't vote for Biden, it doesn't matter, does it? I don't know.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden announced on Twitter that he's chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News.
People would say, what was it like? I said, it was like being on a magic carpet from August through Election Day.
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump reacts to the news.
So I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she was, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh.
Senator Harris and Biden will appear for the first time together at an event on Wednesday.
This is USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Summer go. I don't know about you. I'm just going to hang on to it for all it's worth.
No doubt.
Going to cross the threshold halfway through August here pretty quick, and then you start thinking about Labor Day, but I don't want to let it go. So that's why today I'll be ordering some more beach blankets and beach towels. The more of those you order, the longer summer lasts. That's what Mike Lindell told me. The more beach towels and beach blankets you have, the longer summer lasts. And then it keeps you in a good mood the whole time, too, because they have that great design, colorful, wonderful design, and also nothing like using a towel that actually dries you off. And that's the beauty of MyPillow towels. 100% Giza Egyptian cotton. Extremely durable. Great for beach, pool, or bath. Machine washable and dryable. And you're going to save a bunch right now. Here's the beach blanket. Normally $40. 40 by 78. It's a big one. You get it for $24.99 when you use the promo code Scott. 36 by 70 beach towel. $29.99. Regularly now $19.99. So really good deal. And don't forget the mattress topper special continues 30% off, plus they threw in two free My Pillows, standard My Pillows. Promo code Scott. What's on your mind? All you have to put is Scott, and they'll know you're listening to What's on Your Mind, and get that great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here, folks, and if you have questions or comments for Kelly, throw them at us, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing okay, Scott. Getting ready to come back home to North Dakota.
Well, great. You know, I guess Nancy Pelosi is finally done stalling negotiations where you might as well just come home and not wait to vote on something, right?
Oh no. The Democrats aren't having us in D.C. I was actually down in Texas meeting with some different people about challenges facing the oil and gas industry and what that looks like when we come out of the as the recovery starts to happen.
Well, got it.
Railroad Commission, which is their version of the North Dakota Industrial Commission, met with some people from port authorities. Transportation's kind of the new fight. We know that because of lawsuits. And sometimes it's important to recognize that everybody up and down the supply chain has some of the same issues. So it was a good one-day meeting, and now it's time to go home.
What does the group there think about the fact that the oil continues to inch up? Nice number today, 42 and some change for WTI. And I see that the weekly oil storage is also down another 4.5 million barrels. So that tends to put a little pressure too. What do you make of this inch by inch price increase?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the, I mean, right? The WTI is important, and how it keeps going up is obviously good for the industry. But, you know, given the different factors, it's just different everywhere, right? We still have a huge discount in North Dakota, and while less uncertainty, still some uncertainty on how we're going to transport our goods. But we like it when oil keeps raising. I've always been a big fan of oil falling in that, you know, that kind of pocket where it's good enough to produce the income we need for the state of North Dakota, but not so expensive that it really, truly hurts people who are trying to travel, for vacation, do all of those different things. So I think we needed to come up quite a bit more before it really turns back on in North Dakota, but I love the fact that it's moving up.
We're going to have a discussion tomorrow, just like a family discussion among North Dakotans in a town hall all about energy and inviting folks to support any and all energy, but most importantly, all of the above energy to join us in a conversation. You have graciously agreed to join us, even though you got a crazy schedule tomorrow, and we'll be on your way back from Camp Grafton, and we appreciate that. But I want to get your take just on, you know, obviously you come from an oil family and an oil background and have known it since you were knee-high to a grasshopper, but you also have been in the legislature and a part of conversations. I am of the belief that our audience, if you poll them, would say, I want it all. I want it all. I want all of the above. Brent Sanford was on yesterday. He said, we just need a bigger pie. Keep growing the pie. Talk about all of the above energy and how working together, different energy sectors in North Dakota, all working together is better for North Dakota and exporting energy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, coal, oil, natural gas. We have ethanol. We have biodiesel. We have wind. We don't have much solar yet. When we deal with those issues and we can actually do them, provided, I mean, I think the big issue and the big concern is ensuring that policy is energy neutral, which I don't think has been the case. And what I mean by that is allowing everybody to compete on an even playing field and allowing the markets to adapt and move. But I think the difference is for Republicans who talk about all of the above mean that, right? You want to lower carbon emissions. You want to do that. You want to have cheap, competitive markets. That means let everybody play on an even playing field. I think Democrats, particularly environmental Democrats in D.C., when they say all of the above, they don't mean all of the above. They mean all of the above except coal, oil, natural gas, and nuclear. That's the difference. So when Republicans talk about all of the above, we believe that all of the above energy works, provided that policy is energy neutral and not favoring one versus the other.
Yeah, and obviously that has been, the issue all along is to try and get to that point. Do you think we're making progress in that regard? I know the production tax credit, something that's existed since what, 92, and been targeted for a reduction. Several times and yet hasn't quite got there. And just recently, obviously, one of the reasons you voted against a very favorable budget bill is to say that's just not right. You don't do that. You don't, 11th hour, throw that in here and extend this one more time. Now there's talk, I guess, of extending it even another year because they feel like they didn't get the year out of it from the pandemic. But, getting to that point is important to do what you're talking about, isn't it, and have that level playing field?
Yeah, but I would also argue every time we think we get somewhere, we see different things happen. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee have called for a moratorium on all FERC permitting regarding natural gas pipelines during the COVID pandemic. The subcommittee's tried to schedule a hearing on the eminent domain issues associated with natural gas pipelines, not any other infrastructure project that FERC puts into place.
Did we lose you, Kelly? Kind of broke up there. Yeah, something happened with the line there. Let's see. Kathy has a question for Kelly, so I don't want to ask that. You just work on getting him back. I'll go to Bob in Valley City here. I think Bob's question may be for me or a comment. Go ahead, Bob. You're up on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550.
Yeah, my daughter works at the Cheyenne Care Center, and the other day she went to work and she had a little cough, so they said, well, you have to go home and you got to have a test. And so she was out for 3 days. She got a test. She just had a test the week before, and that was negative. So this test came back negative, and she was out for 3 days. And they paid her, but they took 3 days of her vacation pay away. And they said that the only time that you're allowed COVID pay is if you come down with COVID. So if you do if you go with a sniffle to work and they send you home for a COVID test, that's on your dime if you don't have COVID. So she lost 3 days pay basically. And, they said, well, that's our policy. But she told them that, I'm dealing with a little bit of a cold. I've been to the doctor and there's no problem. Well, it's our policy, but when they send you home, I would think that they would have to pay you for sending you home. Otherwise, why is she suffering for 3 days loss of pay for having a sniffle?
Interesting. We'll see if anybody has anything to say about that that's listening. Appreciate the call, Bob. By the way, it's Wednesday, so I should also tell you we're waiting to get Kelly hooked back up. that PetroServe USA has some great lunch specials today. So my job is to make you hungry right now for lasagna with garlic toast. Yeah. You can have that if you head to the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. If you're heading on I-94, either east or west, you're going to come to Exit 292, one of the nicest convenience stores in the state. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City today. Chef's Choice in Harwood and the breakfast tater tot hot dish at 12th Avenue, Fargo. Don't forget the 4-for-4 deal. That's four items for $4. Pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink at all the PetroServe USA locations, which includes Valley Dairy Stores in Northern Valley as well, of North Dakota, Minnesota. So there you go. Now you know, from PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, we're still waiting. We got Kelly back. Okay, good.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't either. Let's go to the phones. Kathy in Minot for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yes, on Measure 3, just would you like to explain to the audience what Measure 3, what the Democrats are asking for on Measure 3 in North Dakota? And then secondly, I have a question, real quick one, and I guess it's for anybody. All right, if Biden wins, Harris is vice president, comes along March, Biden disappears, who becomes the vice president of the United States then?
Were you talking about after the election?
Yeah, after the election. Just say if. And Biden disappears and we have Harrison steps up as the president. Who becomes the vice president of the United States?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Who becomes vice president? What do they do there, Kelly? They vote on that? I'm trying to remember what happened with Nixon.
The president picks it. I'm not sure if the Senate approves or not. I think they do. That's an interesting question, which I feel like I should know the answer to, but I don't. Measure 3 is five unrelated things on the Constitution are on the ballot to change our Constitution. The changes are, I mean, really bad. I mean, there's ranked choice voting, which is a very interesting way to do things, but it takes away one person's one vote. But more importantly, it gives what I call grievance candidates two votes in every election versus normal people. It has legislative redistricting, which in two ways. One will be redone by the elected the Ethics Commission instead of elected officials, which I think is terrible. But more importantly, it splits every legislative district into two different districts, which means House members will come from one side or the other and will be unbelievably problematic for local elected officials, particularly in rural districts that have more than one county that do that, and probably immediately disqualify close to 30% at least of the members of the North Dakota House of Representatives from being able to serve. And it extends the voting for overseas military from 46 to 60 days. This is the only one that they talk about because even though it's a minor change. And then the other portion is it requires paper ballots for elections, which we already require in North Dakota. It's sneaky. It's designed because they don't like who we elect in North Dakota and they can't change it in a fair election. So they're trying to change how we elect people. It will fundamentally alter North Dakota's the way we do things in North Dakota, and it will happen immediately. And in my personal and humble opinion, I think it's the most dangerous thing that's ever been on the ballot in our state. That's the shortest I can do it in.
Well, that's a lot, and I don't know about you, but
I want the public to hear this, because if they're not aware of how sneaky this is being, so.
Good point, Kathy. Thank you very much.
I think there is more of a grassroots effort this time to make sure North Dakotans are in charge of North Dakota elections instead of a group where 99% of their funding comes from outside special interest groups trying to change how we do things in North Dakota. So I'm cautiously optimistic we are going to do better at this than we have at some previous constitutional measures being funded by other people.
More with Congressman Armstrong after a break here. We're brought to you in part by our friends in Tioga. Great community. A lot going on for families and much more. Check them out at TiogaND.org.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them... No, it's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline.
What's on your mind? Brought to you part by Oasis Petroleum, the good folks that love the spirit of North Dakotans, who fight like the Dickens day in and day out, turn into the storm and just do whatever it takes, pandemic or not. Let her rip. That's what they do at Oasis Petroleum. They are full of the Buffalo spirit that turns to that storm and does what they need to do, and that's why they want to celebrate you. If you see somebody that embodies that Be the Buffalo spirit of Oasis Petroleum, please give them a shout out. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. What's that, Kelly?
One of the few producers, if not the only large producer, that was actually born in the Bakken. It was the Bakken Oil and Gas Company. They've expanded a little bit since then. I love the guys at Oasis.
Yeah, good story. They really are a great company. Good guys and hard at it. Texter tells me that we were just told that my 88-year-old mother is over COVID. She survived. In a nursing home. Tested positive on July 29th, August 11th, and she's over it. How about that?
Well, that's great news. That nursing home thing's really tough right now. I mean, there are people that haven't been able to see their loved ones in a very, very, very long time. It's we have to figure it out. And it's one of those areas where, because of CMS and things, even though we have tremendous amounts of local control, federal regulations really come into play, and it's really unfortunate. I mean, we need to protect that population, but part of protecting that population is being able to, you know, see your grandkids.
Yeah, are we getting to a dangerous point where the cure is worse than the disease? I mean, we've warned of it many times. We've seen signs of it, but boy, oh boy, I'm hearing from a lot of folks that just believe that this is overblown. What's your take on it?
Yeah, so I mean, I love that text you just got, and that makes my heart feel really good. But it also is the definition of how, if we are targeting protection, that is without a doubt the most vulnerable population. And we've seen that not just in Fargo, not just in North Dakota, but across the whole country. So it's a really tough scenario. And I mean, I think we should, particularly people who have been isolated for an extended period of time, that is obviously terrible on your mental health. Also, we have a lot of patients in nursing homes that are truly on end of life. And I think if you would ask a lot of them, seeing and having to be able to have time with their family is as important as anything else. But you have an entire population within a very confined space that is also vulnerable. So in this specific thing, I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of really smart and caring people. It's a really hard place to navigate.
Texter says, ask Kelly how his dad's doing. I'm an old friend of Mike.
My dad is doing great. He's catching fish on the east side of Lake Sakakawea, and they have been having a very good summer. My parents are building a new house. My dad has pretty bad knees, and so they are going to have, instead of the three-story house that I grew up in, which is probably a little big for both of them, they're going to have a main floor bedroom, which will be easier on my dad's joints. But he's doing great. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. And, of course, your mom's a great story, too. What a miracle there as well. So glad to hear about your folks, for sure. Let's see who's next here. Ryan in Aberdeen. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Scott. And good morning, Congressman. I wanted to talk about energy. I wanted to talk about the energy issue. And Scott's support of and all of the above energy policy. I think I'm kind of betraying my own small L libertarian leanings here, but I think my thoughts on energy policy could be better described as hands off. Throughout human history, we've gone from burning wood to coal to petroleum. And now we're seeing natural gas, take over coal somewhat. And throughout all of human history, there's been a natural decarbonization. There's been a natural push towards decarbonization. And I don't think that coal should necessarily be propped up.
All right. I'm going to interject here because we're really short on time. We have lots of other folks who want to weigh in here. Kelly, how would you respond to his thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is this is what happens, and we take a short version of history. And yes, it's true. I think natural gas and small scale nuclear probably are the two energy sources of the 21st century. But remember, natural gas is competing with coal now. Coal spent 20 years getting regulated out of existence by being forced into spending exorbitant amounts of money on technology that was not proved up in order to compete, not in a free and fair marketplace, but in a federal regulatory marketplace. You go look at the amount of lignite we have in North Dakota and how close it is to our coal-fired plants. And if they could compete on a hands-off approach, and that means a regulatory environment that was realistic and not draconian, they would still be competing with anybody right now, even with the low cost of natural gas.
Kyle, Grand Forks, real quick, go for Kelly Armstrong.
Hello?
I jinxed myself again. Kyle in Grand Forks, real quick, your question for Kelly.
Oh, I had a lot more of a question, but more of a statement about the importance of the vaccinations, the COVID vaccine. A lot of people aren't realizing that we have 1.5 million people in nursing homes, and that's a really vulnerable population. And as far as all major
Hang on, Kelly. Kyle, we'll give you a chance to respond after the break. Kelly. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.